This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending immense greetings and salutations upon the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, continuing our theme or our journey with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and specifically with Tafsir al-Juz Amma. The previous two surahs, or Surah Al-Alaq and Qadr, spoke about the grandness of the Qur'an, or the sending of the Qur'an upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's surah, Surah Al-Bayyinah, continues that theme of the Qur'an, or the sending of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because we find Al-Bayyinah, many ulama tafsir have described that Bayyinah that comes or mentions inside this surah twice, أَمَّا الْبَيِّنَةَ بِمَعْنَى الْقُرْآنِ. The Bayyinah, the evidence, is the Qur'an, the sending of the Qur'an upon mankind. Or it is the other meaning given by ulama tafsir, Al-Bayyinah is none other than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whichever view that we take, both of them correspond with this surah, because both of them speak about revelation and speak about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the first surah inside this juz that begins to speak, or yukhatib ahlul kitab, begins to speak about the people of the book. There are only two surahs inside this juz which are unanimously agreed amongst ulama mufassireen that these are classified as Madinan surahs, Surah Al-Bayyinah and Surah Al-Nasr. Both of these surahs are unanimous agreement amongst ulama of tafsir that these are Madinan surahs. لِأَنَّ فِي أُسْلُوبِهِمَا, inside their format and their language, is all a concept of speaking about the Madinan period. And specifically inside Surah Al-Bayyinah, it speaks about Ahlul Kitab. Begins to speak about these individuals. وَهُنَا نَقِفْ إِنْدَ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ, to understand Al-Khalfiyah, the background of Ahlul Kitab inside the Qur'an. Because some of us, we don't have a deep penetration understanding of words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's just a tertiary reading or just a global structure around us. We fail to understand how deep the Qur'an is. When the Qur'an highlights, وَلَنْ تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَنْ نَصَارَ حَتَّى تَتَّبِعْ مِلَّتَهُمْ, these certain individuals will never be happy with you. حَتَّى تَتَّبِعْ مِلَّتَهُمْ, until you begin to follow their millah. وَالْمِلَّ لَيْسَ فَقَدْ اللِّبْسِ أَوْ اللُّغَ, millah isn't just language or clothing or dress or certain etiquettes. هُوَ أَنْ تَأْخُدْ شَعَائِرُهُمْ, you take their symbols, you take their format of their religious guidance, and you begin to imitate these individuals. As you find inside the hadith in Sunan Abi Dawood, مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ, whoever imitates a people eventually becomes like them. There are sha'air, symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which a Muslim adorns himself with, crystallizes themselves about their belief, about their aqa'id, about everything about them. If you can use such words linguistically, that they want to take people away, derail people away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there's some of us who think that there's a mild relationship. When the Qur'an, if you can use such words, can stand on trial. The Qur'an is saying, وَلَنْ تَرْضَى أَلَّنْ كَمَا يَقُولْ إِمَامْ زَمَخْشِرِ فِي تَفْسِيرِهِ صَاحِبُ الْكَشَّفِ أَلَّنْ لِلْأَبَدِيَّةِ, for eternity. وَلَنْ تَرْضَى, never ever will there be any form of contentment, happiness, acceptance, a common ground with these individuals who are inside their aqaid, in their belief that they feel. And they profess that Islam is a wicked way of life. Islam is a backward religion, is a barbaric religion, is an Arab format of religion that needs to be destroyed, a subcontinent religion that needs to be overcome. This is what their deeper belief is. Even though we find that at certain times that the Quran does acknowledge there's going to be certain individuals amongst them who will show affiliation towards the believing individuals. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Quran says, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, the most severe in animosity, hatred, rancor, bad feeling, deception, plotting, planning, killing, slaying. من الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, these specific individuals and those who commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَتَجِدَنَّ أَقْرَبَهُمْ مَوَدَّةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّا نَصَارَى, the most closest to individuals, to the believers, will be those who claim to be Christians. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ مِنْهُمْ قِسِّسِينَ وَرُحْبَانَ وَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ, because amongst them they're priests, they're clerics, they're bishops, that they are receptive to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ, And they're not arrogant individuals. أَمَّا هَؤُلَاءِ تَرَى كِبْرُهُمْ. You see that their arrogance, even in the ceasefire, the arrogance of language that they use, that no one's forced us to stop what we're doing. We're still dominant. We're still powerful. They don't even want to accept. There's a common ground of halting things. Still saying that it's our own personal decision. There's no force upon us. There's no world politics around us forcing us to retract ourselves. And the reason why we mention is that we need to understand that the Quran is teaching us that these people, Ahlul Kitab, and people of the book that we find, An-Nasara, Udu ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal maw'idati al-hasana wa jadilum billati hiya ahsan. Inside Surah An-Nahl that we find, call all to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with fair preaching and admonition, fair warning. Wa jadilum billati hiya ahsan, and debate with him in a mild, in a good manner. That is the siyaq, the context that we live in the environment around us. Likewise, the Quran mentions Surah Al-Ankabut. Similar verses that Allah mentions. وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ. Don't debate with them except for in a good way. Except for those individuals, ظَلَمُوا. Those who are clear oppressors, who oppress Islam, oppress Muslims. Then there's a different structure towards such individuals. Because inside the environment that we live in, that we find that people are emotionally blown up about the whole قَضِيَةُ الْفِلَسْطِينَ. وَمَا أَنْقُصْ مِنْ قَضِيَةِ الْفِلَسْطِينِ وَلَا مِنْ بَيْتِ الْأَقْصَى. I don't want to diminish anything about Philistine or Masjid al-Aqsa. That's not my intent. Because those people who are rallying inside Philistine, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the shuhada minhum and heal the suffering, the individuals there. They have a usloob in what they believe in. There's a decorum of Islamic nature that's there. It's visible. I'm speaking about us, nahnu fil gharb. That people... I don't want to enter into the semantics of mudaharat about political rallying, etc. that we find. وَإِنْ كَانَ جَائِزْ إِنْدَ الْكَثِيرِ مِنَ الْفُقَهَا. Because لَيْسَ مِنْ هَذِي مِنْ عِبَادَاتِ. This is not from ibadat. This is ijtihadat that we find. From rulings of ulama. Because مَنْ لَا يَفْهَمْ الْدِينِ will go to say this is against the deen. These are usloob of dunyawiyya, usloob of things externally around us. Because مِنْ بَابِ الْفَتْوَى الْفَتْوَى لَيْسَ لِكُلِّ مَكَانْ وَلِكُلِّ زَمَانْ. Man yufti awwalan yafham hadha. Whoever gives fatwa understands. A fatwa is not a religious verdict which is bounding upon every single community at every single time. Al fatwa in the 15th, 16th century is not bounding upon us living in the 21st century. This is what you find qillatul ilm wal fahm fi din, a lack of understanding of Islam. That we take relics of 17th, 18th century verdicts and we begin to apply them in the society around us. There's many things that Islam develops. It goes forward. Things, modern challenges that we face in society around us. You can't pluck a 17th, 18th century and then begin to apply it with the people around you and say this is something that's going against Al-Islam. This shows a lack of fiqh, a lack of tarbiyah, a lack of nusus of Quran and Sunnah. Quran and Sunnah, meaning of etiquette of Quran and Sunnah is to make istinbatat. Is to make extraction from the rulings from the Quran and Sunnah. To make judgment according to the scenario that you live in. But what we can safely conclude about those individuals who may cluster and gather together, amma min adabihim, their etiquettes and their behavior, I'm not questioning their intention. Maybe they're far better than myself. They're far more zeal and passion and love for Philistine that we'll ever have inside our lives. Walakin zahiran, apparently, ma balun an-niswa, what is the importance of a woman climbing a lamppost and unveiling herself, showing her body, spraying green gas, shouting slogans. What is this? If we begin to sober and begin to reflect, study this in comparison to Philistine, the mother who loses her children, the wife who loses her husband, what does she say? She says that this person has preceded me. I will raise my children that tomorrow, that this is a long-term strategical planning. We're not short-term individuals. Just short-term an emotional upfeeling that I've done my bit for Philistine. Philistine is 70 years old. 70 years old qadiyya, it's not going to be yahillu fi sa'a. It'll be just sorted out inside an hour. It's a long-term strategic development and understanding of tarbiyah and focus inside our lives. So once again, I'm not having a go at these individuals. They adjured with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walakin manhajiyan wa aqlan. When a person does certain things inside this world, before, years ago, a person would just write a right answer on exam paper. And a grade will be given to them. Ma yafham shay, doesn't understand. Grading will be given to them. So you find that examiners began to examine Have people approach these and they said, no, we need to place inside these exam papers your process of understanding, your process of coming to the end result. Even if you get the wrong answer or you get muddled up inside your working, they look at your equation, they look at your working and they give you a grade according to that. Because they want to see your understanding, your ability. وَلِلَّهِ مَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs the greatest example. There is usloob. There is ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid out of getting to the end result. The end does not justify the means. Al-wasa'il al-turuq yakun muharramat. Ways are ahram, shubuhat, wrong things. Just some people say a few people may have been enlightened by Islam. A few people amongst 100,000 people in percentage doesn't mean much. It doesn't mean much that a few people may have awoken about Islam or a non-Muslim may have entered into Islam by 100,000 in a percentage format. It doesn't mean much. It's a long-term understanding what we need to develop inside our lives and what we need to do. And some of these individuals, may Allah kind of rectify their affairs and our affairs. How many of us that we would come back and be so strict and punctual about those daily rituals inside our life? The daily rituals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see us doing, wants to make us to make supplication, call upon. This is all hikmatullahi baligha. This is all awakening inside this month of Ramadan, that all of us are living a comfortable life, a relaxed life, that we think that everything is happy and everything is glorious. Or we think that we are the chosen people. That's what some of us, we think we are selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us. Selection is from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa nasr min Allah. Victory is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He selects, He's making tarbiyah of these people. Look at ayat inside Surah Al-Isra. You find fitan ba'd al-fitan ala bani Israel. Trials and tribulations upon bani Israel time and time again. Inside these ayat, Allah mentions that He's going to bring out what? A'imma. He's going to bring out leaders. Sunnatullah ila al-ard. This is sunnah of Allah upon the earth. You don't just become glorious. You don't conquer over one night. You don't get put in a position in one night. It's a long strategical understanding and development. Till then eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places certain things. So these people being selected, being chosen. We're not being selected or being chosen. That some of us, we're full of ourselves, that we think we're the right, chosen, selected individuals. Well, jannah lana, the paradise is for us. وَهُنَكْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَنَّ النَّاسْ لَا يَأْتِي Victory will only come when everybody's upon Quran and Sunnah. هَذَا خَطَى فِي الْفَهَمْ This, and again, once again, understanding of Quran and Sunnah. كَمْ مِنَ الْعُلَمَاءِ كَمْ مِنَ الْأَئِمَّةِ How many ulama, how many a'imma, fuqaha, became victorious? وَانْظُرْ مَنْ حَوْلَهُمْ Look who's around them. Salahuddin al-Ayyubi al-Kurdi. Read his aqa'id, read his belief. Read about the people around him. The leaders around him, they are aqa'id. You find khalal, you find some discrepancies inside their belief. Not that we're judging these individuals. But if you have this mantik, this logic, that victory will only be given when 110% everybody in the face on the earth is following Quran and Sunnah, victory will be given. History has proven that's not true. Salahuddin Ayyubi, read through his history, who the people he's with. So when you believe that there's only we can do certain things with 110% people, كَمْ مِنْ فِئَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِئَةٍ كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ How many small group of people, they conquered over hundreds of people. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to go back and study the concept of Quran and Sunnah and understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rallying us around this, is awakening us Muslims, because this is a qadiyah that a Muslim should be united upon. It's not just the third al-haram. وبعض العلماء المؤرخون يقول أنه أول الحرم. That the first haram isn't the Kaaba, the first haram is Masjid al-Aqsa. That's the first point of prayer that we find. 16 or 18 months of praying towards the Kaaba and prior to the sending of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Read the ayat. سيقول السفهاء من الناس ما ولهم قبلتهم التي كانوا عليها. The beginning of the second juz. Read the tafsir of these ayat. Of what's known as Tahweelul Qibla, that Muslims were facing for 16, 18 months towards this direction. And they felt upset that now we've turned the direction. What's going to happen to these salawat? These 16 or 18 months that we've been praying. Allah mentions, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيءَ إِيمَانَكُمْ Allah will never let your iman go to waste. بِمَعْنَا الصَّلَاتُكُمْ Your prayers for 16 to 18 months will never go to waste. وَكَذَلِكْ أَبْشِرُوا يَا أَهْلَ الْفِلَسْطِينِ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيَ إِمَانَكُمْ Allah will never let your iman go to waste. Those people sacrifice that people, they want to sit and nitpick. Well, maybe they're not the right best of Muslims. Maybe they've done this wrong in his life. Maybe they've done that wrong in their life. Maybe to pick this about them. Maybe the woman's hijab isn't appropriate. Maybe the brother doesn't have a beard. Maybe he doesn't pray appropriately. He doesn't follow the Quran and Sunnah appropriately. مَا يَفْهَمْ مِنَ الْأَقَائِدِ مَنْ أَنْتَ وَمَنْ أَنْتَ تَقُولُ أَنَّهُ مَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ. Who are you to make the audacity statement say this person will not make it to Jannah? Who has the right to say that? هَذَا لَا يَلِيقْ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. This is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيءَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. Allah never lets the iman of the believers ever go to waste. As we sit there, typing away, making comments, making suggestions, they are there, suffering, sacrificing, protecting Masjid al-Aqsa. So you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give you preference over those individuals? كَلَّا وَحَاشَا. حَتَّى أَقْلًا. وَلَا intellectually. It's not plausible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give preference to somebody, another individual who's not making those efforts. So as we began with, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala select certain individuals and select certain mawatin, certain places for what purpose? To awaken us Muslims. That there is much khair. There's people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا نَقَوْمُ مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَن يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَيْسَ قَدِيرٌ. Allah doesn't say qadir, He says, Wallahu ala kulli shayin shaheed. Those who torture, harm the believing men and women. Why? Because they say, La ilaha illallah. Allah, Wallahu ala kulli shayin shaheed. Allah is a witness over everything. We'll never let it go by. We'll either give them due justice inside this dunya or inside the akhirah. So this is the understanding of Ahlul Kitab. That us living in the wider world was taking place. And the world around us, our engagement with the people around us, it should be engaging with these people to call them towards the message of the Quran. We're not Mohammedans. We're not Orientalists. We don't have this cultural understanding of Islam that we display inside our society or moments of displaying of Islam that we have. No, we are Muslim al-Islam who are deen. Deenul Kamil. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Udkhulu fi silmi kafatan wa la tattabi'u khutuwati shaytan. Enter into deen to the best of your ability. To the best of your ability, don't follow the footsteps of shaitan. To think that this carnival that we find, all this will give success once again to Philistine. Maybe a small percentage of awakening it could be. A million man march regarding Al-Iraq. A million man march. Did it change the war? Never changed the war. A million man march was carried out. It never changed the war. Because a famous Chinese proverb, inside your home, consult your wife. When you walk out the door, do whatever you want to do. 10 Downing Street, they called all of the religious scholars from all fractions. They sat down with them and said, what should we do? They were advised, don't bomb Iraq. Don't enter Iraq. Did they listen to the advice? When they walked out the door, they bombed Iraq. Why children? Because the future lies with children. Because children will rise. These children who see their parents suffering, they're going to rise. They're going to psychologically, they're going to rise and they're going to defend their land, their property, see their mother who suffered, their father who suffered, see the family members who suffered, their grandparents. They're going to see that. Psychologically, they're going to rise. And when they rise, they're powerful individuals. Because a person who's lived death doesn't die. He doesn't die. A person who's lived death never dies. When they see this around them, for us, we die. Our nafs with us, it dies, it crumbles. We lose hope. We despair. They don't die, they rise. That's what happens to them. That's what you see images of a young boy with a stone. Throwing a stone, this famous image, throwing a stone against a tank. 325 odd tanks that have not a single tank that people of Philistine have. One stone, it stands there in front of the tank. What does a tank do? It turns around, it runs away. لِأَنَّمْ لِمَاذَا لِأَنَّ فِي قُلُوبِمْ رُعُبْ. Inside the تَحْسَبُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُمْ شَتَّى. You think they're united, but their hearts are divided. Allah placed رُعُبْ inside their hearts. This surah, Surah Al-Bayyinah, is all speaking about this, about Ahlul Kitab. That these individuals, لَمْ يَكُنِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ مُنْفَكِينَ حَتَّى تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةِ. مُنْفَكِينَ بِمَعْنَى تَارِكِينَ. They're never going to give up their ways until the bayyinah comes to them. There are always going to be obstacles. All for the Christians preach that Muslims will never go to Jannah. Jews preach that the Gentiles will not go to Jannah. And we're not going to be derogatory to any individuals. Al-Jannah faqad lil-Muslimin. Jannah is only for believing individuals. No concept wahdatul adyan of unity of religions that we find that some people try to preach. Inna alladhina kafaru min ahlil kitab wal mushrikeen fi nari jahannam khalidina fiha ulaika hum sharrul bariyah. They could be the best of individuals.
The akhlaquhum, their characteristics, their behavior, their speech, their life, their goodness. But why does Allah say that they are the worst of people? Why? Because yunkirun Allah. They reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do they attribute to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What do the Christians attribute to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ Those individuals of disbelief from the Christians who say that Allah is تَهَلِثُ ثَلَاثَ That Allah is one of the three, the concept تَثْلِيث, Trinity. There's only one God, there's only one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise when they say Uzair ibn Allah, Uzair is the son of Allah. They've all disbelieved. That's the Quran says, Surah Al-Ma'idah, 5th chapter of the Quran, it speaks replete with ayat speaking about their belief. Hatta Al-Baqarah, Thumma Al-Imran, Thumma Al-Nisa, Thumma Al-Ma'idah, Rakizu ala hadhi sur. Focus upon these surahs inside the Quran. Why is the Quran beginning with all this speaking about these individuals? The whole Al-Baqarah is speaking about Al-Yahud, Al-Imran, whole Al-Nasara, Al-Nisa, Al-Yahud, Al-Nasara, Al-Ma'idah, Al-Yahud, Al-Nasara. Limadha? For what purpose? Is it frivolous that Allah is speaking about these individuals? It's the beginning of the Quran to awaken us to see what's going to take place. That's when the Quran mentioned these individuals. إِنَّوْ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ Those people commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever enter into paradise. Never enter into paradise. It's the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these individuals are never going to give up their ways. حَتَّى تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةِ Until Al-Bayyina comes to them. The Bayyina is the coming of the Prophet Muhammad as we mentioned, or the coming of the Quran. Even this surah, you read about the tafsir of this surah. You find that Ubayy ibn Ka'b. You find the Prophet said to him, إِنَّ اللَّهِ Indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told me, أَمَرَنِي أَنْ أَقْرَ عَلَيْكَ سُورَةَ الْبَيِّنَةِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالْ عَلَيْهِ سَلَاتُ السَّلَامُ Indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told me to tell you, to read upon you Surah Al-Bayyina. Or for you to read Surah Al-Bayyina. قال أبي بن كعب وهل سماني الله Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention me by name? Did he say my name Ubayy ibn Ka'b by name? قال نعم He said yes. The Prophet ﷺ فَبَكَى Ubayy ibn Ka'b. Ubayy ibn Ka'b began overwhelmed, began to weep. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Prophet ﷺ to tell Ubayy ibn Ka'b to read this surah. Abu Bakr Jaza'i said his tafsir, he mentioned this shows the usloob of listening to the Quran man dunak. The person who's lesser than you, bima'na huwa mahir fil Quran, but maybe may not be as proficient as you, but to listen to the recitation of the Quran for humbleness. The Prophet ﷺ, throughout his life, many occasions, he asked Abdullah ibn Mas'ud to read the Quran, to recite the Quran. قَالَ أَقْرُوا عَلَيْكَ وَكَدْ أُنزِلَ عَلَيْكَ أَقْرُوا عَلَيْكَ Shall I recite the Quran upon you وَكَدْ أُنزِلَ عَلَيْكَ It's been sent down upon you. قَالَ نَعَمْ I want to hear it from other than my own self. It creates humility, humbleness. Listening to the Quran, that's what the Quran is. This is Al-Bayyina, this is the beginning of Al-Bayyina that we find. Ubayy ibn Ka'b min fada'ilihi. The Prophet ﷺ asked, Ya Ubayy ibn Ka'b, أتعرف ما هو أعظم الآية في القرآن? Do you know what is the greatest ayah inside the Quran? قال نعم. أعظم الآية في القرآن هو الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. آية الكرسي. Surah Baqarah verse 255. The أعظم الآية inside the Quran is آية الكرسي. And the Prophet smacked him on the chest and said, May knowledge greet you, Ya Abu al-Mundir, which is his kunya. Ubayy ibn Ka'b is another hadith that you find. Learn the Quran min arba'a. Learn the Quran from four individuals. From amongst them is Ubayy ibn Ka'b. Hadi min fada'il Ubayy ibn Ka'b. Fada'il al-Sahaba. With the attachment with the Quran, with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's you find that when the Prophet came with a message, they were receptive to the message. They were receptive to him, receptive to the Quran. They carried the Quran, they lived the Quran, they implemented the Quran. But these individuals, حَتَّى تَأْتِيَمُ الْبَيِّنَةِ Until the bayyina comes, when the bayyina does come to them, what do? They begin to reject the bayyina. They reject the Quran. Or they reject the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. The Quran says, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ They know him like they know their own sons. Historically, الْيَهُودِ يَعْرِفُونَ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ صَلَّى هُوَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ In Medina, what were they waiting for? You find in Medina, ruled by the tribes of, by whom? Who was governing Medina before the Prophet ﷺ entered into Medina? Ha'ulai al-Yahud. That we find were controlling it. But they were waiting for a message to come from the lineage of Ishaq. Ya'rifunahu kama ya'rifuna abnahum. They know him like they know their own sons. Today as well. They know the Prophet ﷺ. They know him. They know his message, they know the Quran. So these individuals, they know the truth of the sending of the Quran. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns these individuals that he's going to mention them, send the bayina, and the bayina, as ulama mentions, Imam Shanqiti in Zadid Tafsir mentions that the ayah itself following mentions, Rasulun min Allah yatlu suhufa mutahara. A messenger is going to come, he's going to recite the pure scripture. So the pure scripture is the Quran, and the messenger is the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Wal Quran mutahara. The Quran is pure. لا يمسوه إلا المطهرون. No one touches the Quran except for the pure. وجمهور فقهاء. Majority of the fuqaha they mention, no one can touch the Quran unless in a state of purity. In a state of purity, and majority of the fuqaha go to this view. Because we find among in our society a concept of leniency that you find inside our society. And then sometimes we try to, because qillatul ilm, we try to begin to give rebuttal towards people or become emotional. When your emotions are incorrect, hatta tada al Quran al ard, to place the Quran on the floor and say, this is not the actual Quran, ma fi haraj, placing the Quran on the floor and reading it. Maybe la yakun haraj hunak. Maybe there could be some people think there's no harm in doing that. But this is kitab muqaddas. Mutahhar, a pure book from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you deal with it? Right from the beginning stages of its preservation, of holding it. Person reads the Quran, not lying down on the floor. Faces the Qibla upright. Read adab, hamalatul Quran. Read adab, carrying the Quran, reading the Quran, respect to the Quran. Because what we find inside our society is this leniency of everything about Islam, that we go, mashiach, everything goes, everything is our own free interpretation. I have my own right. We have centuries of turaf, centuries of heritage about how we conduct ourselves. A person comes, kawlu shad, and a strange individual comes, makes one statement, and we begin to flock around that and dismantle the respect, the honor that belongs to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kutubun qayyima, we find it inside, is qayyima, pure. Inside the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure. The ahkam, that's what some of ulama mentioned, the ahkam inside the Quran, they are qayyima, they're straight. They're pure codes inside there. And then Allah mentions, after all this, Allah then mentions that these individuals, in the ladina kafaru min ahli al-kitab wal mushrikeen, fi nari jahannama khalidina fiha. Allah mentions, knows that these individuals, haliyan wa fi mustaqbal, that now and tomorrow and in the future, there's going to be mass amount of individuals who are going to go towards jahannam. وَمَا تَفَرَّقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةُ. They never differed except for when evidence came to them. And we know the hadith in Sunan Imam Tirmidhi. افترق اليهود. The Yahud, they splintered. They split into 71 sects. كُلُّهُمْ فِي النَّارِ. All of them are going to be in the fire except for one. وَالنَّصَارَ كَذَلِكَ 72 sects, all of them in the fire except for one. And this ummah will split into 73 sects. All of them in the fire except for one. Numerous ahadith. مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهُ أَصْحَابِي. What am I and my companions upon? This hadith, interpretation is hadith, laysa lishabab, laysa linnas, to go around and say to a person that, you're deviant, you're outside, you're amongst those 72 sects, you're going to hellfire. That's not the ta'wil of this hadith. Other ulama mentioned, it shows about differences. That small difference shouldn't rise to become major differences inside our society. That's what happened to al-Yahud wa al-Nasara. We find small things inside our society, we raise them up. واحد لا يسلم على أخيه. Don't give salam to his brother. Don't meet this one. This person's like this. This person's like that. This charity's like this. This organization's like that. This Muslim's like this. This person's like this. هذا التفرق. أصل الإسلام هو اجتماع الناس. The أصل of Islam is to gather people. It's to bring people together. It's to create حب, love, devotion, commitment, النص, advice. That's what أصل Islam is. It's not تفرق. كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. Every person rejoicing with their own self. This is a blemish. So that's what some of the ulama and the tafsir have spoken about. Is this the interpretation they've taken? That we shouldn't be making a tafarruq fi deen, tafarruq baynana. There should be a unanimous quotation inside our lives, a unanimous concern, just like we find this concern. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us, that Baytul Maqdis is a concern for all Muslims. And we'll sieve out, shift out the munafiqoon, who want to make their blunders, make their statements, make their comments, shift them out. As I said, let's not go into technicalities. At least acknowledge the respect that belongs to Baytul Maqdis. At least respect that, speak about that. Acknowledge that. That's what Islam is. But as we go into tertiary issues, we forget al-qadaya, al-ra'isiyah. We forget the main principles. We forget the main principle. Then we speak about, we know what aqaid is. What aqaid do we know? What aqaid do we know? Muhammadur Rasulullah. وَالَّذِينَ مَعْوَ الشِّدَّةُ وَالْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. What Quran do you read? What works of aqaid do you read inside your life? That you speak about aqaid belief. The Quran says Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. وَالَّذِينَ مَعْوَ الشِّدَّةُ وَالْكُفَّارِ. Believers are those individuals that when the time is right, there's a unified concern, a unison concern. Then they're going to be a shiddah al-kuffar. Are they going to be ruhamal al-kuffar? Are they going to be merciful? Are they going to bend over backwards? Are they going to chew their words? Are they going to be kind to them? When they expel us, they exploit us, they harm us, they kill us. Is this a time for niceties? Is this a time to drink qahwa, to drink coffee with them and have dates with them and laugh in their faces? Is this a time for that? This shows that khalal fil aqaid. It shows clearly a deception in our own minds that we don't know what real belief is. And as I mentioned, rally around all the ulama, fuqaha, whereby there were major concerns in Islamic history and they revolved around the common cause of preservation of Islam. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهُ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ يُؤْتُ الزَّكَاةَ وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةَ. Inside these ayat that we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the commandment that these individuals, وَمَا أُمِرُوا, the commandment that was given to these individuals and likewise to this Muslim ummah is only to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Quran is replete with ayat inside the Quran, وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. Legacy advice was given to the people that came before you and to you to fear only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Fasting isn't just for this Muslim, it was previously. For what purpose? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So the Quran has generic themes that the essence of the Quran, the essence of the Muslim body, the essence of the human being. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. The essence of creation of the human being is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we forgot, that inside our belief structure, that when we're around people, we should be engaged and reminding them about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Speaking about that, وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. That's the greatest dhikr, to speak greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remind these people about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. We said amongst every nation of people, a messenger to proclaim to people, call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay away from anything's worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ. Establish as-salah wa-zakah. Ibn Kathir inside his tafsir, he mentions, أَنَّ هَذِي الْآيَةَ تَدُلُّ. This ayah shows, أَنَّ الْأَعْمَالِ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. The actions are part of Iman. Just like today that we find that as we began with, people will fluster for this cause and say, Allah will judge me. Allah will judge me if I don't wear my hijab properly. Allah will judge me if I don't pray. Allah will judge me even if I've done this wrong. Tayyib, Allah will judge you. But as we mentioned, Allah, lahu qawaneen, lahu manhaj, lahu sunnah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has laws, legislations, teachings, parameters, which are laid out, the person needs to do. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. Allah says that victory doesn't come like this. There's a pattern. You need to do certain things to gain the love and the victory from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this concept that actions, we don't need to carry out certain actions, or as they say, there's a greater cause. Yes, there is a greater cause. We said we are all bleeding about Palestine. We're all bleeding about it. But those intimate things that you can do, immediate things that we can all do as Muslims inside our life, they are very important. They are like small pebbles, because indeed al-jibal, mountains are made min al hasa, they're made from stones. Hasa are made from small pebbles. That you great big mountains that they're made. So all of us a ripple effect. That all of us we strengthen our deen, strengthen our iman, encourage yourself, and also be vocal. I'm not saying that don't do these things. I'm saying at the same time, look at the strategic planning inside our life, inside our community, within ourselves. That where do we want to be in 10 years' time, 20 years' time? Is it just a ceasefire today and it continues? Read the articles. Yes, a ceasefire has continued, but the apartheid still exists. The suffering still exists. The wall still exists. The longest wall on the face of this earth of apartheid that we find is this wall. a barrier that's been placed, that people have to queue up for hours on end just to go get their shopping, their needs, are humiliated, are tortured. Mothers who have to give birth, some of them give birth inside the vehicles. Some mothers, their children have died by the time one father, he had to wrap his newborn child in his jacket, and by the time they got to the vehicle, they got to the hospital, the child had died. He died. And the route is a simple route, it's a straight route. But because these people have blocked the route, they have to go the longer route. Or you have to show your permits, permits in your own country, in your own country, that you have to go through this. You know, we complain about standing in queues at the moment, in COVID and hardship and lockdown, this. Imagine this for 68, 70 years. The Sawarhad, imagine this for 70 years. Every day you have to go to school. You have to go through this. You have to be humiliated. The atrocities that they commit upon the Muslims, that we give a tacit approval towards it. So rightfully Allah says that those individuals who are going to be shaykh and the Muslims, they're going to have, what's going to happen to them? They're going to be fi nari jahannam khalidina fiha ulaikum sharul bariyah. Then Allah gives bushra, gives glad tidings. Allah begins by speaking about those individuals because it speaks about in the ladina kafaru wa ahlul kitab, that most of them are going to go off the path. Then Allah mentions in the ladina amanu wa amilu salihat lahum jannatun. For these individuals who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do righteous actions, for them will be jannat, underneath which you find rivers will be flowing. And for these individuals, khalidina fiha abada, abadiya. For eternity, they're going to remain there. And these individuals, Allah mentions, we began with, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. We think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with us. That's what we think in our small mind, in our small concept, in our small brain, that we think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only happy with me and no one else. No one else Allah is happy with. But Allah says that Allah is happy with those individuals who carry out the righteous actions. Then Allah concludes by mentioning ذَلِكَ لِمِنْ خَشْيَ رَبَّهِ. And that is the one who fears Allah. That's why Imam Sa'di in his tafsir, he mentions that this is the essence. This is the essence of every asir fi hadhi surah. The hidden element inside this surah is khashyatullah. Is the fear of Allah. That when a person has that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within their heart, inside their life, then victory is not far away. Victory is not far away. It's all, even a person doesn't visualize that victory, there's victory within themselves. So you find that from whatever angle, the Muslim is victorious. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. These are just days that we alternate. It seems on face value. But the believer is always, وَكَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ الْعُلْيَا. The believer is always successful.